From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you joining us today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome once again to our program. We hope to conclude our examination of Galatians chapter 1 and the verse 4, the verse that we have been looking at during our time with you on this broadcast. The verse reads, "Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father." We have been considering how that Paul, in this epistle, was seeking to call the Galatian Christians back to faithfulness and back to a following of the truth of the gospel, rather than the path of deception that they had entered upon as a result of deceivers coming into the midst of them with a false gospel. Man has devised many religions, all of which differ from the gospel of Christ in one significant point. All false religion, irrespective of its name, makes man his own savior. When man asks of any of the preachers of false religions what he must do to be saved, he will have it explained to him, the works that he must do, the faithfulness that he must attain to, the efforts that he will have to engage in order to get to heaven. Now, this is a universal feature of all religions that man has invented, and it stands in contrast to what the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ says. Nothing could be more plainly denied in the Bible than the notions that men hold forth as the means of salvation. Listen to these words. "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." You will find that written plainly in Galatians chapter 2 and the verse 16. Who can honestly challenge these words? Who can honestly challenge these words and the many others of a similar meaning set forth in the Bible? Let me come, first of all, to this matter. The glorious and vital truth of the gospel is revealed in God's word. Salvation is not by our works. Listen to these words, because I am anxious that you might understand that I am not setting forth some notion produced by men, but rather I am setting forth to you what the Bible says. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, for the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You'll read that in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 11, and also 13 through to 17. The Lord Jesus sent forth his servants with a very simple commission. He didn't give them a large book of rules and regulations and tell them to impart to men and women the instruction, "You've got to do all these things in order to be saved." No. The commission of the Lord Jesus to his apostles is found in Mark chapter 16 and the verse 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It is thus that men hear the only way whereby they may be saved. Remember what the Lord Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Messages of salvation that do not point to the Lord Jesus Christ alone as a Savior are false gospels. There is only one way, only one gospel. Now God's Savior is set forth in that gospel that he instructed the apostles to proclaim. Listen to these words of a conversation between Peter and the Savior. The Savior asks Peter, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. You can look at that yourself in Matthew chapter 16, the verses 15 to 17. On another occasion, the Father spoke directly from heaven and said this, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew chapter 17 and the verse 5. It's the Father's will that we hear and heed the message of Christ. The preaching of the gospel is the means God has ordained to enlighten this world in the knowledge of salvation. Let me say that without the aid of the Holy Spirit, the gospel remains a mystery. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost have a part to play in the salvation of sinners. Listen as I read from the New Testament. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the verses 21 through to 29. You check what I have just read is indeed found in those verses. The wise men of this world consider the gospel foolishness and think themselves wise when they reject it. The choice that God made when he selected the apostles to spread his message throughout the world, the majority of them were poor fishermen. And every one of them were despised and hated by the world, and so it is still. Yet they, by the power of the Spirit of God, are the means appointed for the setting forth of the way of salvation. We're coming to the end of our broadcast and the little series, and I want to sum up by pointing out to you that all the evil, the misery, and the suffering in this world is down to man's ignorance of the gospel. The trouble that had come to the Galatian Christians was a result of them turning from the truth of the gospel. Trouble had indeed come to them. Listen to verse 7 of chapter 1. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. The word trouble there means to agitate. Ignorance of God, his person and his purpose, is the origins of man's unhappy state, whereby in today's society, many are in constant need of drugs of one form or another. All testify to the unhappy state that man is in as a result of his ignorance of God. Furthermore, man in his ignorance of the gospel lives to defy and resist God. Man is a slave to sin. Paul reminded the Galatians of how it was with them before the gospel came to them with its saving power. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service, or were a slave, unto them which by nature are no gods. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 8. We have the same truth in Ephesians chapter 4, the verses 17 through to 19. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. When God commissioned Paul to preach the gospel, he said this, "Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentile, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Acts chapter 26, the verses 17 and 18. And there you have it, the opening of the eyes, deliverance from the power of Satan, the forgiveness of sins, and an inheritance in glory. All come through faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is why every effort by humanity to lift itself fails, for it does not address this fundamental deficiency. Every enterprise of man to deliver himself is planned in total ignorance of God's will. Man can only devise a rope of sand, as the great evangelist George Whitefield once described man's efforts to save himself. Man is trying to lift himself by his own bootlaces. You try it, see how far you get off the ground. Can't be done. There is a terrible price to be paid for such ignorance of God's truth and the way of salvation. Paul sets forth the eternal fate of the Christ rejecter in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 7 and 8. What a dreadful eternity awaits those who reject the gospel of Christ. And to you who were troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please heed and obey the message of Christ today. Investigate for yourself what I have said by reading the New Testament. For therein is revealed in a most wonderful way God's plan of salvation. Thank you for listening to our broadcasts. May the Lord bless his word to your heart. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, VT78-3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, VT78-3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. and the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564, 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak. Thank you.